You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And so, my fellow Americans,
what is up, everybody?
Who lit up the moon?
Glad to see everybody on the other side of the eclipse.
Glad to see. Yes, welcome to the Mandela effect,
bro. At least me and you have made it to this other higher vibration, right?
Yeah, we're in a new time zone. That's what I hear. The Simpsons are called the Pimpskins or something. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah, the eclipse, that's what everybody's talking about today. It's like one of those things, you know. The next one won't be, what, 75 years out?
Really?
Something like that, I think. I don't know. I don't expect to be alive for the next one, but.
You don't?
I mean, the next total solar eclipse crossing America, I don't know.
I don't know when the next one is. Is it really 75 years?
Yeah, I think it's a while out. I mean, maybe it's 40 years. I don't know. But nonetheless, it came, it went, it's gone. Goodbye, eclipse. I still feel like this was the beginning of something. AJ sent me a video on TikTok. And a lot of it, like, comprised all of the talking points about, you know, everything that we heard for the last couple of weeks. Like, CERN is lighting up. You have, like, NASA shooting the 3 rockets at the moon.
Yeah.
Aiming it after Apophis, which is like the god of destruction. Mm. You have CERN lighting up. CERN has the god Shiva statue, which is like the destroyer of worlds.
So, okay, you so apparently the next one in the United States is 2044.
Oh, okay.
So it's 20 years from now.
Okay. But that's a total solar eclipse. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, you know, I expect to be alive then, hopefully. Not gonna what? Come on now. Let's make it. Let's chug it, baby.
Wait. It says the 2044 total solar eclipse won't have a broad reach across the U.S. as the 2024 eclipse.
Mm.
It'll only touch 3 states the next time.
Oh.
It'll touch Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota.
So, I mean, if I'm in one of those states... Yeah. For like whatever reason, then maybe I'll go watch it. But I've already experienced it, man. Like I saw the one up here in freaking Oregon, you know, in 2017. I've been there, done that. So I don't need. I feel like I don't need it again. You know.
Yeah, it is kind of like once you've seen one, you've seen them all type of thing.
Yeah, And like I went through the total, like just it went complete black. Like I feel like I went as deep as you can go with the eclipse. Like I got the experience that I wanted.
Deep.
But AJ sent me this video, dude, and it was going through all the talking points, you know what I mean? But then at the end, it talked about the moon turning red because of this substance that's forming on the moon. It's like a rust, or they're saying like the moon is rusting. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about, apparently, that there's some kind of rust-ish formation. I don't know what that substance is.
Or so this is what they've actually NASA.
They've actually said that it's rust.
Yeah, so according to NASA, when was this article? It doesn't even fucking say. But the moon is rusting, and researchers want to know why. Now, it's called hematite, and hemoglobin is your red blood cells, right? So hema means blood. So hematite is some sort of rust that normally requires oxygen and water, but it's forming on the moon. And they're saying, well, like, you know, I guess the moon has some water on it, but doesn't have oxygen, right? So scientists are puzzled.
Well, then that would have to, it would have to have oxygen, right?
Unless it's some other chemical.
Yeah, some other kind of chemical reaction that's happening.
Yeah, and so this hematite thing is causing it, the moon to turn blood red. And there's a phrase in the Bible that's saying, like, when the sun is blackened and the moon turns blood or turns to blood or something, then the end is near, you know? So there's a lot of end times prophecy stuff going on, and I'm all about that shit.
Well, yeah.
And then you got to look at, like, the red heifers, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like, the red heifers.
I thought that they were going to be sacrificed on, like, the end of March, but I guess it's the end of April. Because I was saying Passover, but I think Passover is, like, April 22nd-ish?
Yeah, it's, like, the somewhere around there.
Yeah, I got the dates wrong, but it could literally happen any day. Like, I thought they were going to slit some throats during the eclipse, dude. I thought some cows were going down.
Well, they only They only do one heifer, right?
Maybe.
Because maybe they feel like this one. They have to be like doesn't it have to be like the purest of pure heifer, and that's the one they sacrifice?
I think they have five that they can choose from.
Yeah.
But yes, they only need one. And dude, like I went over the list of requirements on Strange Sauna. It was one of the Trump Antichrist episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And dude, like, it is crazy, the shit that they have to do. Like, they take the ashes, they put it in some water, they sprinkle it. You know, like when you're having, like, a exorcism?
Oh, yeah.
I compel you! You know, Christ compels you! Or what is it? What is the you flick the wrist?
Oh, yeah. It's we already established that years ago.
We did.
It's the flick of the wrist. It's the flick of the wrist. Christ compels you, evil demon! And you got to get that little, I don't know if they use a stick or if they use like what they use to fling the water, but
yeah. Well, I know like during the Big C Little V, like priests were using super soakers to baptize children.
Oh, yeah. You know, because they couldn't be near them. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, why can't we just use a super soaker? Soak that bitch. You know what I mean? Get that demon out real good. By the way, I saw some badass water gun. Like I was looking through like TikTok and just it's popped up on my like suggested like for you, and it was this badass Halo type automatic water gun. Like,
No, I've seen those. They like dip them in the water and they like and they charge up.
Exactly, it shows you the charge.
Oh, yeah,
they're like $200, but I'm like, wow.
I mean,
now that's
might be worth it.
That's next level.
Those things are sick.
So yeah, you could always use that with some holy water, you know.
I mean, definitely that would be the kind of one you'd want if you're fighting off demons with holy water.
Yeah. So I mean, there's just like so much shit with the stuff in the sky, you know, and like you can say, because the question is like the end times prophecy stuff. Like, I'm still kind of torn between, I feel like religious zealots are trying to make the end times happen. I remember a long time ago, we had Nino Rodriguez on the show, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was talking about how people are using the Bible as like a playbook to make people follow it. And I thought that that was like, I think he's on to something there. Because when you have really religious people and they see these signs happening, they're going to like fall in line.
Start,
you know what
clicking
I mean?
Things together and being like, oh shit. Oh, I guess we have to do this.
Yeah. You know, and then all of a sudden you get a bunch of them in a room and they start praying and they're going, oh, Jesus, here we go. You know?
Yeah. So
that's one of those things, dude.
Yeah. I don't know how much I believe all the biblical shit. I mean, obviously, like, it's been prophesied for centuries. Mm-hmm. But, like, why would all of a sudden it be coming to fruition now?
Well, and that's the thing, is you have to look at, like, these people had these people, as in, like, the people around the time that the Bible was written, you know what I mean? They had knowledge of astrology. And I feel like people used astrology to foretell the future. And they used it as, like, oh, watch, you're going to see the stars turn into this formation. And when this happens, you're going to have the moon, you know, it's going to, oh my God. Yeah. I don't know what they would use it for, but I feel like they use that to prove that they could tell the future. Everything's kind of on a cycle, you know?
Yeah. It's on. And then they use generalities at the same time to be close no matter what.
Yeah. So if you can trick people into thinking that you know the future because you know a lunar cycle, then you can trick them into thinking other things too, you know?
Yeah, true.
But I don't know.
Did you see anything, any like weird behavior amongst people at all?
No, but I kind of feel funky like today, just kind of like low energy, you know?
I did too earlier. Like just before, like probably before the eclipse actually happened, I was just tired.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and so fuck.
I was like wondering, is this something happening? And then I found this article that I sent you. And it's saying Americans suffering from eclipse sickness, including insomnia, headaches, and changes to women's periods.
Mm.
Oh, my. You got the blood moon, and then you got the blood happening with the women.
Maybe I got eclipse sickness.
You might, dude.
Because, like, yeah, I was just tired. No, I wasn't in... And didn't have insomnia. It was in the middle of the day. So it's not
or
like
a headache or anything.
No, I didn't have headache. I had headaches today.
Well, yeah, they're saying that Americans reported this bizarre physical and mental alignments leading up to the and during the solar eclipse. But NASA said that there's no evidence linking human health and the solar eclipse. Studies have found that the celestial event can impact animals, specifically dogs, that appear anxious.
Well, if it can affect other animals, why wouldn't it affect humans?
I know, but like, and why are we listening to NASA for like health advice? Like, come on, NASA, bro. I mean,
they definitely have the money to do those kinds of whatever studies they want.
I know, but it's still NASA, you know, like they know about astrology, not about the human body. That's my whole thing. But who knows? But that was another thing too, is like you saw these reports of animals at the zoo going nuts, going crazy. Like the Dallas Zoo, I heard, was going wild.
That doesn't surprise me. Cause like, I feel like I say why would it affect animals and not humans? But at the same time, like the animals are like directly connected to that kind of shit, like the same reason like birds fly south. It's they're all connected to this different wavelength that humans aren't necessarily privy to. So I mean, and dogs freak out at like weird stuff, because you see it in like movies and stuff all the time. If like something, if the earthquake is about to happen, the dogs are like rawr, going nuts,
or even ghosts, dude. Yeah, I just watched a TikTok video of a dog sitting there like,
oh yeah,
there's something just barking at something weird. Nothing was there.
Piper was barking at stuff all day today too.
Piper,
yeah,
is that your new dog, dude?
Yeah, that's our dog's name, Piper.
Okay,
yeah, she was barking at stuff today, and there wasn't anybody around.
See, so I'm just maybe, saying maybe the,
maybe
brought out some ghosts or some shit. But yeah, so I don't know, man. They're saying that individuals flock to social media, blah, 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 to share their symptoms and to seek comfort that others may be experiencing similar issues. Here's one user on X. They said, quote, anyone else suffering from weird insomnia, no appetite, and other weird shit like that? Tell me, someone, what the fuck is going on? You know, like the scholarly kind of questions you receive on X. Another person, I think there's a picture. If you scroll down, you'll see some tweets. Yeah. My menstrual cycle coincided with the solar eclipse today. Yeah. Is the eclipse sickness a valid thing? Everybody's wondering, you know?
Oh, geez.
Women are worried about their periods.
That's funny. It's funny the way you read that quote.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because the second one, like, he finishes the sentence without actually finishing the sentence. Someone told me the eclipse might have something to do with it, but I don't get how. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, what the fuck's going on? Yeah, doctors call it eclipse sickness.
Huh. Well.
So, and it says also people with mental illness may be especially sensitive during this time. So
Ooh. That
explains the women. I'm just kidding. Boy.
I seen I got to see a small glimpse of it, like the clouds left for like a quick second. And it wasn't like the totality of it, but it was like it was starting. Like I could see the darkness rolling in.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Elon Musk shared some videos of him or like a photo or something of him watching it.
But, oh yeah. Joe Rogan did too. He was wearing like the eclipse glasses or whatever, and he was standing outside looking up and he said, waiting for the Anunnaki to show up.
Yep. Yeah, dude. But yeah, they're saying like animals are going crazy. Everybody, like the animal circadian rhythm, like it kind of can mess with that. There's more fatal car crashes. According to researchers at the University of Toronto, they analyze road traffic data.
Is that because it's affecting people and they just are crashing because the solar eclipse is having an effect on them? Or is everyone just fucking not looking at where they're going and trying to look at the solar eclipse and are running into shit?
Yeah, or you could even argue that there's more cars on the road because everybody's traveling to go see this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially in the populated places where the totality is going to be, like the 100%. Yeah. Like, there's obviously going to be an influx of traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was actually something saying like the Dallas, I don't know, like the freeway next to you guys, but there was a freeway in Dallas that was completely clogged with traffic of people just like leaving the area. So, yeah, everybody was, you know, they did it. They came, they saw. Now they're going home.
Well, they didn't really see shit because I don't know how it was. People got to see it in Dallas, but I think around the Austin area and especially here, like, it was nothing but fucking rain, thunder, and lightning. There's clouds everywhere.
Yeah, same thing up here, dude.
Yo,
and,
dude.
Like, even in Washington area. What's up, Dave? Even in the Washington area, I think you'd only get, like, what, 20%? If that, I think, like, bare minimum, like a sliver of the corner of the sun would be blocked out.
Yeah, if we wouldn't have had rain and cloud cover and stuff here, we would have had, and it was like 96%.
You guys would have had a good view.
The totality here. But you go to Austin and down that corridor area, it was 100%.
100.
I mean, it got dark, man.
It did get fucking dark.
Got pretty dark.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cloudy, but it got dark. I went out there.
Could you guys see any like shadows? Were the shadows too cloudy?
No, it was just like there was just no light lighting the clouds up anymore. So it looked like it was about 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, like right when the sun goes down, and it's you know, it's like that dark, you know, not black but dark. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, Dave, we were talking about like people experiencing sicknesses like insomnia, women's menstrual cycles were being affected.
For what? Today?
Did you feel anything like out of whack?
Today?
Yeah.
That quick?
Like there was like, oh, there's this one chick.
Oh, I got a period.
One chick on here. Yeah. She's like,
yeah, dude.
Where'd it go? Oh, shit.
Well, because they were saying like the dogs and the animals at the zoo
coincided with the solar eclipse today.
So she, right? she just so bled just when, when. I mean,
yeah,
is eclipse
the moon made her bleed, dude?
I mean, yeah. The thing with this, I saw a few of these just kind of browsing what time I did have today, and I'm like, so you felt like crap today, and so that's because of the eclipse. Even though, like, you know, a guy at my work was just like, oh, I just don't feel good today. I'm like, must be the eclipse. Well,
maybe. I mean, does that kind of shit have an effect on people? Like the solar and lunar stuff? Like,
yeah. Well, because we were just talking about the dogs, the animals at the zoo going nuts. You know what I mean? Because it messes with their circadian rhythm, sometimes their heartbeat stuff.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like when you have an earthquake, earthquakes coming, like animals sense that stuff. They're just privy to like those things. And so, yeah, shifting everything. Of course, an animal would, but I don't know. My thing is like if that was had a major effect on people, it would affect all people in general. That's how I view it. Like if there was
maybe.
I'm just saying if there was some kind of like gravitational pull or something that was going on that was like heavier than normal. I don't think you have to be a special person to feel it. You know, that's how I feel about it. Like, I feel like most people would feel something, even maybe some get more sick. Well,
some people are probably more sensitive, maybe.
It's just like, you know, any other, like, mental thing pussies. Or, like, vertigo. You know what I mean? Like, some people get vertigo with some weird shit. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
What the fuck is vertigo?
It's an imbalance.
It's
where an
equilibrium.
Feel off. Yeah, you feel
it's
off.
It's when you get punched by Mike Tyson.
Yeah, man.
He'll punch you in your equilibrium.
You go.
I don't know.
You know that boxing thing?
I guess I've never had it. I don't know.
My wife's grandma gets it pretty bad.
Where you just all of a sudden you're just like.
Ugh. It's like you don't want to stand up. You like feel dizzy. You feel nauseous. Like
I get that sometimes if I stand up too quickly.
That's usually because your blood's there's something going on.
It's a rush of blood, baby.
Rush of blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't. I saw it and I was like, cool. And I went back into work and then I did chuckle, you know, because obviously over the past week or 2 weeks, everybody's like, don't go outside. Don't drive a car. Don't. And I'm like, I'm like, fuck, it was actually kind of a night. I went to lunch afterwards. I saw it. I went back inside, clocked out for lunch, went and got some lunch. I was like, this is a great time to drive. There's nobody out. No one out. So I was like, fuck those guys. Because I just watched a video of this woman just sobbing. She's like, I'm telling you. It's the end, you know, and she was just going off and she's like, we're all going to die.
Well, there was a lot of people talking about how there's like vibrational, like we talked about this the last episode where like vibrational stuff going to happen. Like,
you know,
is some portal eye going to open up and we're going to be able to see the aliens that look over us?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, see, that's the thing is like you get a bunch of religious people and then you have all of these things line up.
Yeah.
And then you have seemingly like CERN doing this on purpose because it's like, why else would CERN start it on the eclipse day? You know what I mean? Like, you could start up CERN whatever the fuck you want. You're choosing this Monday, right?
Did you guys know?
It just makes people talk.
Did you guys know there was more than one of those hadron colliders?
Yeah. The mini CERNs. Yeah. I was looking at those.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know that. And apparently, there's what's that? Oxford, the college has one.
Oh, like a smaller
version? I think there's a couple in, there's several in the United States too.
I didn't know that. I thought there was just the one.
Yeah, I don't. I never understood why. Like, maybe I just didn't dive deep enough into it. But I never understood why this one was so different than any other one we've been through. Because we were talking about it with my wife, and we're like, yeah, we had one. You know, when we first moved here, there was we only had it partially, and then we had one in Washington. You know, 2017. Yeah. And I'm like,
yeah, the one when you guys moved there was the annular solar eclipse because we have one every year.
Yeah,
it's just not like total solar eclipse.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I we've been having these things for fucking ever, man, like forever. And so I just like I don't really know why people go on to this whole like this means something significant when I go outside and I'm just like, okay, there it is and there it goes, see you later, you know what I mean? Like, move on with the day.
The last one we had, it was right after we moved into this house.
Mm-hmm.
And the only cool thing that happened during that one was I was able, like, all the
shadows.
Sun, the shadows and rings on the ground everywhere.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I'd never seen, I don't know if I just never paid attention.
That's the coolest thing, I think.
But that thing's pretty cool. I'm like, what the fuck?
Trippy. It's like a disco bulb.
It's
like
really
your tree becomes a disco light.
It's like a whole bunch of perfect circles logos.
Like, I don't understand how the refraction works and makes that happen. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
See, science, dude. That's fucking weird.
It is interesting.
But, like, I brought this other article real quick since we're just still on this Honestly, Dave, I was telling Chris, I'm glad this eclipse is over because I'm sick of hearing about it. Because like, yeah, it's literally every single video, everybody's talking about this. But I brought this last article. It's saying, my eyes are now boiling. Dozens of social media users claim that they've been left with sore eyes after looking at the solar eclipse, even some who wore glasses.
Yeah, that's normal because sometimes when you get glasses from Sonics, because they offer you free glasses.
Dude.
Maybe don't wear those. No, I'm just saying, like, we went to Sonic's the other night. We didn't get any, but, you know, they have this thing.
Is that a burger? The Sonic Burger Place?
Yeah, Sonic's Burger Place. It's like right by our
house. It's a Sonic, right? That's
well, I said Sonic's, but Sonic, yeah, Sonic, whatever.
Oh,
But they have a new drink or a new ice cream thing. It's called, like, the Midnight Surprise or something. And if you order that special drink, you get free glasses.
Mm.
Right? And I was thinking, those glasses probably aren't meeting the FDA approvals. You know what I'm saying?
Is there an FDA approval?
I don't think there is, but I'm just saying, like, not all glasses are made the same. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you wearing certain glasses that you got from somebody doesn't mean your eyes are safe. That's what
there was something I just seen, like, this morning or earlier today or something. A company that made a bunch of those fucking glasses, like, a couple hours before the eclipse happened, issued, like, a massive recall on all this shit. And they're like, don't fucking wear these.
Yeah.
It's like it's like a brilliant plan to cause people to go blind, I guess.
Dude. Well,
but it's like it's called eclipse related retina damage. And it's like a legit thing that happened back in 2017. And even Google had a spike in searches for eye pain. You know, it's like, well don't no be a shit. Fucking stupid dummy.
It's the same thing that happens when you're welding and you stare at the burn. You know what I'm saying? Like it literally burns your retinas. Yeah. And well, that can take weeks to heal.
The rays or whatever it is that is actually making its way around are like super heightened for some reason.
Yeah.
And so they're even worse to look at than if you normally just looked up the sun.
It's just a lot of light coming at you. You know what I mean? And that's why you wear welding goggles. And that most people that are smart, actually, when they do look at the sun, they get the welding glass and they're looking through that welding glass. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that stuff is, that stuff, I believe, will absolutely not hurt your eyes. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so like NASA, again, in this article is providing some medical advice or just, you know, whatever. It says your retina can be damaged even before you realize it, NASA advises, and by then it's too late to save your vision. Mm. But we had another article, Dave, where NASA was giving out health advice, like saying like, well, you know, these things don't happen. Like we can, you know, I'm like, when do we get our health advice from NASA?
What was it saying?
Oh, like, they were saying there's no evidence that link humans to health and solar eclipses.
Yeah. Right. And so, you know.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I would take it with a grain of salt, but I understand that they obviously, if space is real, right, and you believe that, they understand the effects of space on the body, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Their astronauts are going up, they're getting closer to the sun than we are. So maybe that they understand the radiation or they understand the you know, I don't know. Maybe they know something that we don't. I don't care, though. They say it and you're just like, okay. Okay.
I know, but like, isn't it weird? Why wouldn't you just, like, quote Dr. Fauci or whoever they think is like the health advisor.
Why would Fauci know? You know what I'm saying? Like, I would.
Because he's like a doctor guy.
Is he? I think I would actually trust NASA more than Fauci. Just my opinion. If both of them said, I'm going to give you advice and NASA's going to give you advice, Fauci or NASA, and you only get those two pieces of advice, I'm not listening to Fauci. Period.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, because NASA is like, what, 100,000 people? You know, you'd get. Luck of the draw, maybe you get a
and also look at like what does NASA gain from you burning your eyes out? Nothing, right? Like Fauci would, he'd be able to prescribe you medications, he'd be able to, you know what I'm saying,
sell you something.
Yeah, but I'd almost be willing to bet that any one person working at NASA that has anything to do with anything that happens is going to be 10 times smarter than Fauci actually is.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah,
so much smarter, dude. Yeah, if all that's real, you have to be very smart.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
like
the
rocket scientists, you know, man. That whole thing is.
Dude, we were talking about the other night, though, like a couple of episodes ago, we were talking about me going to NASA Center and we were talking about SpaceX and all that stuff. SpaceX actually does not launch from the NASA Center. I just found that out. I was wrong.
No, they launch from Cape Canaveral.
Yeah, Cape Canaveral.
No, they actually
have a couple other places.
They have a new facility. It's like by the Padre Islands in South Texas. I just actually looked it up, found it, and when you
like
Google
they built a whole new one?
It's not even a facility, bro. You should just Google it sometime. It's literally like
Google it right now.
They're like three rockets. they have the rockets all standing up and shit, and they have like this new thing that they're,
I just saw that today, actually.
They're saying it's going to be like the new Rocket City, and it was this place where like 20 people lived, and now they're trying to like build it out. It's south. Well, if you go over to, go down all the way to the corner, the right corner of Texas meeting Mexico. You have to go, where are you, man? You're what, not even close. There you go.
So is this kind of like a smart city?
So, yeah, see that corner right there? No, yeah, right down there. Keep going to the very bottom. Yep, keep going down there. And then go down further. It's like Port Isle.
Port Isabel?
Laguna Vista. Port Isabel. I don't think that's it.
I'm looking at Google Earth right now.
What were you saying, Greg? SpaceX, South Texas. I'm looking it up because I want you to see it. It's actually like a weird... Oh, wait. South Texas, Laguna Vista. Try that. Like, it should be... It's off, like, in the deserty weird part, man. It's a fucking bizarre... It's a bizarre thing. Launch facility, Brownsville, Texas. Brownsville. So scroll down. Oh, Boca Chica. Look that up. Boca Chica. That's
Boca
it. That's
Chica.
It. Yep, that's what it is.
I was going to say, maybe we should look this off.
Yep, like B-O-C-A later. Chica.
Okay.
It's B-O. Yeah, there it is. Boca Chica. It should be
Boca like, Chica right there, dude. Fun.
So see that's the city right there. Actually, that's the launch. That's part of the new thing right there. Starhopper. You see that? They got Starhopper. So if you that... It's hard to see, but that right there is standing up. That's the rocket launch pad right there. That's the big tower that holds the rocket ship.
Uh-huh. This the black circle?
No, the thing right next to this it. Tall. That, that's the tall standing like... up. Now, if you follow this road up a little bit, if you follow this road up
this way,
yep, go up here, and you'll see this other little. You might have to zoom out, but right there. Okay, now go to the left side of that, and go up right. Yeah, go in there. See
Starbase sign.
No, go up right from your cursor right there. See that? Nope, down. Okay, see the top of that thing? Zoom in. Right there. See those things? Those are the rocket ships right there. All four of them or five of them.
Oh.
Right there. Right Boosh. Here. Yep, they're there.
Oh, okay.
They're standing up. Wait, like
there's
dicks.
More than four. Well, one, yeah, there's two, five, three, six. Four, five, six, seven?
Fuck.
Look at those seven. Penises standing erect.
Yeah. So they just have it all like, and I looked it up and they're actually making like, you know, those Streamliner RVs, they're doing like a whole Streamliner RV place where everybody lives in Streamliners. Okay. It's a weird thing, but those are pieces of the rock.
Can you go down to the street level there? And look, might look be at a to. Street view
yeah, right there. Uh-huh. Like, yeah.
Let me go to like here. Maybe.
Boosh. Boosh. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, okay. You can see him back there. You can see him back there. There's two of them erect. Yeah, go forward, though, quite a bit. They're standing tall. You got to keep going. You got to go past these silos.
Oh, they blocked it off.
No. You'll see it right here. Go past these three silos. Keep going. You'll see them.
Oh, you just saw
it. It says right there, Starbase. Now look to your left. See? Right
there they are.
Whoa. There's pointy a couple tip of them. And all.
Yeah, dude. That weird? They're just like out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Starbase.
That is
Star
weird.
It's very interesting, dude. And it's literally there's not. I mean, there are little towns around it, but Brownsville is the nearest thing. But that's where they're shooting. And then you get and the first one you saw that was over by the bay. That was the actual the huge thing that holds the rockets.
So how far away is this from you guys?
6 hours.
Oh shit. Okay.
Well, see, San Padre Islands is somewhere that we really want to go, and it's fucking beautiful, bro. San Padre Islands, it's in Texas. If you ever get a chance to look at it, it's fucking gorgeous, man. And we were
actual islands.
It's an island. It's kind of like Galveston, but it's all trash. Of course, you zoom into the fucking trash pile.
Zoom in to the Padre Island, and I click like on fucking, one of the, like the picture no one dots saw. Things on there. And this is what I see immediately.
Oh, yeah. He has some corner
it's
of the
a beautiful beach.
Beach. Look at it. Zoom up. Because it actually looks like this mini Miami. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
actually looks like AI.
What is this place, dude? 5F, 2F, 3P.
Dude, I clicked on the.
Somebody got murdered there, bro. Oh, there's people there.
Oh, my God. Like who is hobos. This?
Well, they have a nice Jeep, though, so it can't be.
I don't know. You just—it's so beautiful.
They probably saw that. Huh? Zoom, like, zoom let's out, get out of here, honey.
Yeah, zoom out.
It's so beautiful.
Where did you land?
I just clicked on this little fucking thing.
Oh, that's not even. That's not even San Padre Island.
Yes, it's Padre Island.
No, that's not San Padre Islands. Right there. Scroll down.
Yeah. South
Padre Island. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Okay, we'll see.
Oh, so everything's
hold on. Oh. Hold on. We'll see.
This is just the beach. Where the fuck's the city at? Anyways.
Oh, dude, you zoomed in on somebody again.
I know. You just like...
Okay, now you're zooming in
on
their
car. Can you just like set your...
Let's identify this individual.
Can you just set your landmark and just make it... This is where
is that a cinder block in their tent?
What? This is just a dude taking...
There's a dude taking a photo.
Okay, this is just the... Okay.
Dude, where the hell is the city? Dude, the city's actually really pretty, man. It's really cool looking. It's wild. Why is it not? Maybe it's not south.
I don't know.
Jeez, man.
Well, one day. I mean, hey.
It's crazy. It's really pretty, though. I'll tell you. Like, it's cool. We wanted to go there. We weren't actually talking about going there this last weekend. And it's just too far. It's just too far, man. Too far of a drive
for a day trip.
Yeah, for
two need to take like a vacation, like a week there.
Oh, it's so pretty though, man. Like, they have really good food. The beaches are actually like really pretty because it's literally like what 20 minutes from Mexico.
I'll take your word for it because
I'll show you later. I'll show you after. And you'll see what I'm talking about. But like, it has, you know, when you look at Miami and it's like thin and it's like tall buildings and like resorts and shit and it's like kind of a thin island and there's water on both sides. That's exactly what it looks like. That's not even it, dude. That's just But yeah, it's cool, man. It's really, really cool. But anyways, I was saying if we ever went down there, I would love to go Boca Chica. You know what I'm saying?
I want to
see that shit. You know what
I'm
saying?
That sounds like a tropical
place. Yeah.
It sounds like a place Elon would buy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Boca Chica.
He probably's going to name his kid Boca next, dude. You watch for that shit.
But speaking of like the eclipse, that's kind of what we're talking about and stuff. There is some stuff that people have seen today that was kind of crazy. Like I bookmarked a video of a guy that thinks they seen a UFO right before the solar eclipse happened.
Okay.
Here in Texas.
Okay.
And it's a figure or a shape that flies through the clouds.
Mm-mm.
And to me, it doesn't look like a plane.
Wait, you said a figure shape?
It's kind of like a, almost looks like a splinter just kind of flying through the clouds.
Okay.
So I'll show you here.
Like Master Splinter?
Yes.
Like a giant rat?
fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
It's a funny, honey.
Go Eclipse, go Eclipse.
Let me know what you guys think of this. Like,
where am I looking at?
Just in the clouds right up in here, up in that area there.
Bruh.
Bruh.
You see it?
No, I didn't.
I'm gonna rewind it.
I totally saw it. I whiffed.
Bruh.
Oh yeah.
Bruh, come on, dude. That's a phantom, dude.
And you can hear multiple people saw it. They're all saying like, "What the fuck was that?"
Bruh.
Weird.
That guy was so unconvincing, though. Look, there's something flying through the air.
There's something flying through the air. That guy's fucked up. As well.
I mean, I think it's. It's
that was weird, right? It didn't look like a plane to me.
And it also never came out of the clouds.
Yes, it didn't. So, I watched the
cloaking technology.
At least with this video, at the end of it, you don't see it come out where the cloud.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stops.
What were people saying in the comments?
It was 50-50. Some people were like, well, what the fuck is this? Others were like, some people don't know what a fucking plane looks like. But that didn't look like a plane. That didn't look like a plane to me. Like, you couldn't see any wings. Like,
wait.
It was just like
you know what a plane looks like?
So, I don't know. That was weird to me.
I thought that was actually kind of weird.
Right?
Yeah, that was
like
good.
In the way it was like, it almost went where the cloud stopped and then started, it almost went faster through that section.
And it was thin.
It was very thin.
But, like, what were they looking at? Was this right as the eclipse was going on?
It was, like, right before the eclipse happened.
So they're looking up at the cloud, hoping that it breaks so they could see this eclipse?
I don't know.
You don't find it... Oh, see, there it is.
See, look at this. I'll slow it down. See if I can... Hold on. I'll zoom this in so everyone watching can...
Everyone can see it.
Get my Alex Jones voice going here.
That's fucking...
I'll zoom in here so you guys can see this.
That looks like my fingernail clipping when I clip my nails, and it just shoots across the room.
See how, like, right there where the cloud breaks, it almost goes faster. And then to
It does. Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
That's weird, right?
Yeah. Like, it didn't want to be seen. And then it left a hole. Or no, it didn't. It went through. Well, it kind of did. Did it move the clouds?
That did get darker right there, didn't it?
Yeah, like, look at the place where it enters. See, and it looks like it made a hole where that cloud was.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, see, it's almost like it opens up before it touches the cloud. Like,
and
look,
maybe
watch.
That's why it didn't come out the other end.
That's a fucking dragon, bro.
And then you don't see it again, and it doesn't come out the other end.
Yeah, it just disappears. Maybe it goes the other way.
Maybe it
goes out.
Maybe it opened a wormhole right there.
Yeah, that's one of those, like, I think it's interesting, but it's like there's not much there to dive into. You have to take their word that it wasn't something else, you know.
So yeah. Chris, I just bookmarked another video. This one's kind of trending right now. It has 813,000 views.
Okay.
This person says, I was zooming in on a photo my friend just took of the eclipse and noticed some strange objects.
Okay.
But it could just be specs on the screen or specs on the image.
So, like, the light playing with the camera, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, but look at this. So as he plays the video, you see, like, these kind of
little
floating black dots. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you zoom it out so that way we can... There you go. And then...
I'm not as convinced by that one. I gotta be honest.
I know. This is almost like specs on the camera or something, right?
Yeah, like...
Cause they do seem to, like, follow the thing, though.
Kinda?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's kind of like the last one, though. It's like, it is interesting.
Yeah, because there's one here, one here, one here.
But, you know, you've taken pictures where it's, like, extra, like, lighted, you know, where the sun's there and it, like, leaves these kind of balls of
yeah, maybe.
You know, that's a maybe for me. I'm not going to throw it out, but it's...
I did save another picture a guy took with, like, a high-end camera.
Okay.
And this one isn't weird to me. It's just actually pretty fucking cool. He was actually able to see sun flares coming from behind, like, the moon or whatever that was covering the sun. Which was...
You be able to see that?
I don't know.
This guy, he made this shit. That's a fucking...
Look at that, dude.
Oh, yeah, the little pink things. They were actually commenting that on a news clip that I saw.
Yeah, like, there's people that saying they could see little red dots or pink dots with the naked eye. Like when you're wearing the glasses. And then people were trying to get pictures of it. And this guy was either filming it or something with a high-end camera. And this is what they were. They were like solar flares.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Doesn't mean it's a cool-looking picture.
It is a cool-looking picture.
It is just so weird that the moon is like the perfect size. I don't know. It's just still weird to me.
Oh, yeah. The perfect size, perfect distance. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
our internet did go out today, too.
It did?
It did.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Temporarily. I was in a meeting with their work and everything. Like, Van was playing his game. I was in a meeting. Drew was watching a movie. And the internet, all the internet just went bloop off. And then, like, 2 minutes later, it came back on.
Bloop. Dang, dude. Was that during the eclipse, too?
No, that was a couple hours afterwards.
All right. Well,
yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know.
You know?
Guaranteed.
Well, listen, what I love about the eclipse is the photos are cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, these kind of photos are really neat, dude. That's cool. I mean, I don't know what to say. I wish it was clear. I wish we could have, like, had it get really dark. Because I saw the picture of Eagle Pass. They were showing the video from Eagle Pass.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fucking black, bro. Pitch black. And I was like, that would be so sick, dude. It'd be sick to have it, like, turn that dark. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't get that dark. And it's cool. But
it's because we weren't at 100%.
Yeah, but 96 is pretty goddamn.
It got dark.
It got pretty dark. But yeah, I mean,
you still got 4% of light coming through.
Yeah. Yeah. It just wasn't that exciting to me. It's kind of a letdown, to be honest with you. Yeah, be honest.
Well, I know. I feel like it was built up to be a letdown. But I don't know. I don't know if it was like the start of something, because there's all these things that coalesced. I don't know, aligned with one another.
Coalesce sounds sexual.
Oh.
What do you mean by that? Well, what do you mean?
So like NASA shooting the 3 rockets at the moon.
Did they actually do that? APEP.
They did. Yeah. I looked it up and I did confirm that they did. But they called it APEP, which is like the Apophis, which is like the bringer of death, you know, named after like an ancient deity who's like chaos and destruction and all that shit. You have CERN, who has like the god Shiva outside, you know what I mean? Who is the god of death and destruction, or the destroyer of worlds. All of those things kind of happening at the same time. I don't know. It's just, do they do these things on purpose? Who the hell knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's like, to me, it's for somebody that doesn't care that much or know that much about that particular thing. I just know that like those gods, the ancient gods and all these figures are always used in this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the Romans mm-hmm. always used it, and we see it used in all kinds of stuff. So I guess I'm just like, whatever, you know, like that's, I just feel like it's kind of just like par for the course. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't understand what they're going to gain from shooting rockets at it.
Well, they're measuring perturbations in the atmosphere and the shadows, but I mean, that's just what they say.
Perturbations?
Right?
What is that?
Like disturbances. You know what I mean? When somebody's perturbed, they're disturbed.
Oh, okay. So they just wasted $1 billion?
Pretty much. And that's why I'm thinking, like, why do this shit? Like, what will you actually gain from it? And then, two, like, yes, they name gods after all this stuff, but like the destruction and like the destroyer of worlds, like, is there intent behind their naming method?
What's the name again?
APEP.
How do you spell that? APEP? Or is it like?
Yes. Yeah. APEP. Because it was an acronym for Atmospheric Perturbations Around Eclipse Path. And so they just shortened that to APEP. Mm-hmm.
It's a snake god.
Mm-hmm. The snake god.
Embodied darkness and disorder.
So he's a polar opposite of the godly personification of order. Maat, I think is how you say it. And the chief enemy of the king of gods. The sun god Ra. Remember that band,
yeah,
Ra?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That was a good band.
So he was the chief enemy of the king of the gods.
Yeah.
So what if it was like, what if they think that like the aliens are the gods and they're setting this up because it's the destruction of the gods, right? Which would be the aliens.
So it isn't. So would they be saying like
the enemy to the aliens?
Would they be saying without saying when they're shooting rockets at it that what is covering the sun for the eclipse isn't the moon, but it's the enemy spaceship?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah. Listen, I don't know anything about that stuff, and like I'm fascinated with it all, you know what I'm saying? But I would be curious, just like you, I think I would be curious to ask somebody like, what, why was that name chosen? Because you know there's a reason, right? Mm-hmm. Like they didn't just go, let's just pick at random some god.
Well, probably because,
you know,
it was the deity who embodied darkness, and that's what a solar eclipse is.
Maybe. But I also understand why they would want it, because like, again, like, yes, we do have eclipses, but maybe it was an opportunity for them to go, because we only have it once a year, or not even once a year necessarily, like total eclipses. But yeah. Maybe it was an opportunity for them to go up and test things. That's not that surprising to me.
Yeah, said earlier the next total eclipse that goes across the U.S. is in 2044.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Cool shit. Yeah, that's a while.
Yeah, 20 years.
And it's only 3 states.
It doesn't really go
across the United States, though.
Yeah, this one went across like 16 or whatever it was.
Where did they shoot them off from, Florida, or did they shoot them off from Texas?
Let's see here.
Because I feel like the Texas would have been, that's maybe why they did it, if they shot him for Texas, because it's like it's going through Texas.
He took off from NASA's Wallops flight facility in Virginia at 2:44 or 2:40 p.m.
Actually, yeah, because it did kind of cross over to the East Coast, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, I went more south towards Mexico.
Well, no, like no, coming
it went up from Mexico into...
Or, yeah, it went... East Coast. No, it didn't. It went up more north or northeast. It didn't go...
How far away from Virginia did it go? Pretty close or no? No?
I don't know.
No. Raw.
Well, it went up like the corridor up through Dallas and then up...
I thought it was like...
Went over. Dude, it went through Vermont. I'm looking at a map right here. Like 3:27, it went through Vermont at 3:33. It went through Maine. So, I mean, it was close to Virginia.
Oh, okay. So it might have passed semi-close to it at least. You got the map? There it is. Where's Virginia at? West Virginia. Eh, it, not really. No. I mean, it's not far, but it's not. Went through those damn Appalachians, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I mean, it's cool. Dude, I think it's cool. It just wasn't that exciting. And like you said, you kind of get sick of the buildup for a whole week.
Yeah.
Just the positives and the negatives. It's just like, it's not that cool to me, and it's not that scary to me either. You know what I'm saying? Like some people are really right.
So to end that, chances of us being in a different timeline or a different vibration right now.
Oh, yeah. Mandela effect, dude. It just depends. On if like TV show names start changing, book titles start changing.
Problem is you can't win the argument, you know, because like even like the whole 2012 thing, there are now, because nothing happened, right? People are saying, well, we actually all died in 2012.
Oh, yeah.
And so like, and you say that and there's no way to like disprove it or prove it. Like we're all here, we're talking to each other and like, you're just like, I mean, I guess I have to trust you, you know? And I feel like that's going to be this. Like everybody's going to
say, why would this be? What is after death?
Well, so here's the thing. When you die, they say that you kind of live out your life, or you kind of like, you know, go back into time and view all your stuff, you know, but like we don't know how long that moment is. You know what I'm saying? You pass away and you have visions. You know what I'm saying? Like, are we in that state? You know,
we're in the state of vision.
Like we're still in 2012 right now. And we're just
well. Then couldn't you say that for your entire life? Like your entire life is the moment between life and death.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know that much.
That's
about
fucking
it.
Deep.
But my point is like just like this. Like what I'm saying is if bad things happen, or you know, or something crazy happens, then they're just gonna be like, see, you know, it's because of the eclipse, and there's no way to like disprove it. There's no way to prove it, and so you're gonna have people that are gonna believe that thing.
Oh yeah.
Even though you know it's just like a faith. It's a faith to them. You know, and that's fine. That's fine.
You're going to have people doing it the complete opposite way, too. Be like, oh, see, look, fucking eclipse happened. Nothing happened.
I saw tons of videos of that where they were like, where's Jesus? I thought Jesus was coming. The minute the eclipse happens, God's supposed to walk on the earth. Nothing, you know. And so it's like the extremes of both ends is just annoying. Like, again, I don't really understand why this one was drastically different than the rest. But that's just me.
I think it's just a product of the time we're in, honestly.
Yeah.
We're in crazy fucking times, like ideologically, politically. Why wouldn't everything go crazy?
People want to be saved, you know?
I think it's
looking for a savior.
I think that's cool. Like, I have nothing against people like believing or buying into certain things. I think it's because you never know who's right and wrong, right? Like, maybe we woke up today and the eclipse happened and the whole fucking earth just fucking. You know, fucking just destroys everything. And we would have just all died and we wouldn't have known any because we just would have died instantly. You know what I mean? But who knows?
Or you have like brief 10 seconds of, oh, shit, that video I watched was right.
I hope that's not what you're thinking about. When the fireballs are coming at you, you're just like, that fucking TikTok was right. You know?
Son of a bitch. He got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I you know what I really thought was just going to be more chaos. I thought the roads were going to be more hectic. I thought there was going to be like more people out viewing shit. When I went outside to view it, there's a big church next to our building and everybody's out there playing volleyball. And I was like, oh, okay. Just playing volleyball in the dark, man. All right. It's cool. But hey, whatever. See? To each their own, you know?
In their bikinis?
No, I didn't see that.
At the church?
Okay. The church, man.
Well,
in the parking lot.
Know.
Well, I'm sure like there was probably more crowds where it was actually going to be
100%. Oh, for sure. Sure. Yeah, for sure, man. But you hear everybody talking about how hectic, and I understand that certain traffic is going to be bad.
Like all the cities and states declaring national emergencies and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
man, I don't get that.
See, like, that was another thing too. It's like they purposefully do this to build up the situation. I know that Oregon did that.
They declared for 2017.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, so that people run with that shit. You know, even let's say they were doing it out of pure, like, a positive thing. Like, hey, we want to be cautious. We have a lot of people coming in. We want to make sure that, like, you know, it doesn't get hectic or chaotic. As soon as you declare a state of emergency, everybody loses their mind.
Yeah.
And the fucking, you know, the conspiracies come out. Yeah, immediately everyone goes,
what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's just like, it just turns into a fucking thing. And it's like, do we need it? Is it really necessary for that? I don't understand why that's necessary.
Like, do you have to publicly declare it to even, like, to use those utilities at your disposal?
Or do they get funding for it?
They're probably, yeah. They are getting funding.
Well, and they were telling people to stock up on 2 weeks of groceries, gas, supplies. I mean, they were, like, telling people to do this stuff. So, I mean, if your government is telling you to do these things, you're going to hype up the fear aspect.
But there could be a legitimate reason, right? If
there is.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a small town.
They came out. Yeah, they can. Yeah, exactly. They came out saying, like, a small town of 10,000 people could get up to 100,000 people.
Yeah.
So you might not have groceries because there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like because we were planning on going out this last weekend, didn't really cross my mind that there was the eclipse coming. You know, I just didn't think about it. But even all the Airbnbs and hotels and shit in Austin, Dallas, fucking expensive as fuck, bro. Like like the ones that weren't booked were probably four times the price that they normally are. And that's, I mean, that's because everybody was going there. That Austin was just loaded up with people, man. You know?
Yeah.
What a bummer. You pay all that money and you just like clouds. All right.
I know, right?
Fuck. Maybe there were some breaks over there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't here.
Well, not only that, but the path of the totality shifted. Did you see that?
Oh, did it shift a little bit?
Yeah. So as soon as it was happening, or like right, I think it was yesterday, there were articles saying like the scientists got it wrong. Like,
what way did it shift?
Booked everything.
I don't know. I think enough to do something. I don't know.
I just mean, do you know if it went towards the West Coast or the East Coast more? Do you know?
No, I think it curved up like a boner. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. Like it went more upward.
Oh, okay.
So it was more straight.
Because I think that's what it was. I remember I was telling you, I thought the original one that I saw was going more towards the East Coast. Like it went off, not New York, but, you know, above New York there.
This one looked like it went through
Maine. You were telling it. And so maybe that's what it was. But how do you get that fucking wrong? I don't know. NASA, fucking stupid idiots.
Oh, well.
So I don't know. People made a lot of money off of it. I think that's why they hyped it up.
Oh, that's honestly. For sure. That's
That's for sure, man. Definitely the people that declared state of emergencies, they got funding for sure from federal government.
Well, I think just even people, like just regular
Airbnbs,
people.
Yeah.
Hotels, restaurants probably made a killing. People coming travel. I mean, air travel. How many people are flying to Texas, flying to, you know, all the path?
How many planes started falling apart on the way?
That's what I saw.
Fucking didn't even take off yet, and the fucking whole engine thing was
flopping the whole
around.
Engine fuselage.
It's like, what the fuck is going on, man? I get, you know, our Jill's grandma's coming pretty soon, and I have to avoid showing any of that stuff.
Dude, I just did a video on TikTok where I compiled all of the Boeing problems of 2024, and there's a shitload, dude.
There's a lot,
and we're only 3.5 months into the year,
right?
I told you what my wife's mom dealt with when she flew over here. I told you about that. The fucking window fell.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't tell Greg. They have like double fucking shit on the windows.
Yeah, it's two panes of glass. The inner pane, she was sitting there and she's like, the window fell.
Just fell into the wall.
The fucking inside window fell through the wall. And the only thing that was there was the fucking outside window. And she was just like, she was, and then like when they landed, because she was, I guess she was fairly close to where, you know, to here. And she's like, hey, the window fell off. And the lady's like, what? And she's like, yeah, my fucking window fell into the. And you know what would surprise me? If they just fucking like pulled it up and super glued it back together. Spit on it, put some gum.
God, dude.
What is going on
with these fucking planes?
Dude, they're just, the maintenance is just not there.
Well,
man.
And they're getting old.
Yeah, but yeah, come on, man. Like, there's old shit, maintenance. You know what I'm saying? Like, how often do they have a crew come actually fix those things? Check the bolts.
Or like check on them, yeah.
Well, that's where the problem lies, is they're more worried about turnover and making money rather than keeping the planes capable.
But it's a couple hours, man, just to do a quick check through. You know, put that plane in the hangar, do a check through with a crew of 20, 30 people. There's plenty of fucking planes, man. There's plenty of planes. I just don't think they have the workers. I think that's what it is. I don't think they have good workers doing it. That's where I'm at with it.
It's probably both.
But goddamn, it's scary. Because I don't love planes anyways. And it's just like, oof.
Well, dude, there was one on, what was it, March 13th, where they just nosedived, bro.
I saw that one. Yeah,
and
I saw
50
that.
People, like, people went up to the ceiling. Like, yep. You know, when, like, you get sucked up to the,
people were calling their
50 people got injured.
And shit. And they thought they were dying. They thought they were going to die because it fucking nosedived. Literally.
I didn't hear about this.
Was going from San Francisco to Sydney, Australia. Yep. And in the middle of the flight, it just fucking nosedived.
Probably.
I don't know.
like your but, plane starts nosediving over the middle of the fucking ocean. That's the worst.
And they were interviewing people. They're like, yeah, it just felt like you were on a roller coaster. You know, when you go straight down, that's how it felt.
Just think of that moment of time when you're just sitting there relaxing and the shit just fucking goes haywire.
Or you're watching a movie.
And it just fucking nosedives. And you think, like, everyone on plane thought they were dying. Every single person on the plane thought they were dying.
For sure.
For sure.
Who knows what the pilot's suing.
I mean, there's a couple of people who got injured and they're actually suing the airplane company.
They should.
Right?
Yeah. What actually happened to the plane?
I don't know.
I don't know exactly what happened to it. We could look it up.
Was the pilot like getting a blowy from a stewardess? And,
oh yeah, bro.
His knee hit the wheel forward, and he's
He's like, "Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're fine.
Sorry about that.
I got blue balls now. Thank you very much."
Let's see.
I was unable to finish the load, but we are safely.
But we will finish this flight
altitude right now.
Oh, it was on March 11th.
March 11th.
The 3-3 day here. So this was, what were you asking?
What happened to the plane? Did they like say what caused it to happen?
Okay. So it was a 787 Dreamliner.
It's a pretty big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Dreamliner. It had 263 passengers and 9 crew on board. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. They don't know. Usually they put it like at the end. This is all about like the people that got injured.
It
dropped some 400 feet, dude.
That's not that far though, man.
Yeah, but saying, like, it is. If you're like flying like a level and then you just go.
Listen, you're gonna hit the ceiling. I'm not saying you're not hitting the ceiling, but I'm saying when you think about how high they are in general, 400 feet drop is really
it's not that far. In like they're flying at 30,000 feet.
I thought that they went down a couple thousand feet, bro, and they were like,
oh my god,
you know?
They're saying like some people who were not wearing their seatbelts flew through the cabin. Blood was on the ceiling.
Yeah.
What?
People flew and broke the ceiling of the plane. 12 people were transported to a local hospital. One person was in serious condition, the ambulance service said.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
I mean,
here's the thing. I'll be real. Do as you wish. But like when I, especially because I flew to Dallas, you know, I do not take my seatbelt off. I don't.
Ever?
Like, no, I don't anymore at all. I don't. Unless I go take a piss or something.
Yeah, but what is the seatbelt going to do? How's that going
to not hit the ceiling?
Yeah.
We went to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. A couple years back, you know, and we had the worst fucking turbulence, man. And they said it. They said, like, hey, we're going to have, like, really bad turbulence for a lot of the trip, which ended up only being, like, 30 minutes of the trip, so it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. But it was fucking scary rough, dude. I was just looking at Jill, and I'm trying to play it cool because the kids were on there. I'm like, man, we're good. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? It was rough. And
I can see, like, wearing it during turbulence and stuff like that, so you're not flying out of your seat. But like, if a plane's crashing, I don't care if I'm wearing my seatbelt, dude.
But see, that plane didn't crash.
As soon as that thing split apart, I'm fucking taking my chances.
This plane didn't crash, and they all fucking hit the ceiling, broke their nose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not doing it
because your back's gonna be broken.
Remember that one a couple months back that they hit turbulence and everybody flew up in the air. They fucking dropped and everybody went flying, and the fucking carts are flying.
Yeah,
people are getting pegged with fucking soda cans. I'm like, man, I want to sit in my seat. When everybody's flying, I just wanted to have that slow motion look where everybody's
moving.
And
you're
going to
be stuck there, and not be able to move when that cart's going to fly at your head.
No, I'm good, man. I got thick arms. I'll just fucking, you know, fucking stiff on that shit.
I found the only thing I could find on here. It says in a statement, the airlines confirmed that the flight had, quote, a technical event, which caused a strong movement.
Wow. It's really
a technical
good.
See, in this situation, that's not even a turbulence thing. That's just at random. You just fucking drop 400 feet.
Something happened. Yeah.
It's like the engine stopped or something, you know?
Like, imagine like you're driving down the road in your car and the road just drops 4 feet all of a sudden.
What a terrible explanation. That sounds like something I would say. Like, nah, it's probably a technical event. You know, like it's just. Something went wrong. Like that's literally the same thing. Like something happened.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Means they have no idea.
Yeah,
they have no.
The pilot just radios the fucking airport. Is like, what do I tell the people?
he just gets on. He goes, sorry about that. It won't happen again.
Yeah,
technical difficulties,
dude. So here's what I found out though, doing this research, because this something just happened on Sunday, right? This is what. Where was this at? In like Texas or something?
What?
There was like a what's it called? A cowling on a plane cover cover.
Was that in Texas?
Yeah, I think it was in Texas.
So they were leaving Texas and then that plane
yeah, I was
covered
curious where
that
was
engine.
At.
Yeah.
Plane engine.
So that was the 30th event.
Oh.
I think if we get to 33, people
it's
might
gonna
die.
Be Air Force One.
I don't know. I it's feel like this might be a ritual, dude. This is strange Sonic Greg talking. But if we get to 33 crashes, I think that 33rd crash is going to
cause
some death.
They didn't crash, though.
I know, but I'm thinking the 33rd incident will be the crash.
Oh.
And
I mean, that's
kind of coming up.
I don't know about the whole 33 thing, but how many fucking fall aparts can we have before a plane actually just goes down because of it?
It happened in Denver.
Oh, in Denver?
Oh, Denver. That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Denver. Yeah.
Yeah, they flew back into Denver.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because
I don't know.
Luckily, most of the shit that's been happening with all these planes has been somewhat minor stuff and they've been able to like land the plane or turn around and go back.
Yeah.
But eventually, it's going to be something fucking serious.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure it will eventually have something serious, but it's wild to me that the door flew off and no one flew out. Like that kind of shit. It's like,
well, that just proves every movie.
It
ever
proves
made
every
wrong.
Movie completely wrong, man.
Well, because no one was sitting by it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it actually made me feel better. I got to be honest with you. I know it was a weird event, but
like
when I saw it, I was like,
the cabin pressure thing isn't that.
Yeah.
Big
I was
of
like,
a deal.
Oh, so that door can come off and everybody for the most part inside is going to be fine. Now, granted, if that person
was hear the ridiculous. Did you hear that ridiculous storyline that went along with that?
What was that?
About the guy's phone that got sucked out. Cause there was a guy who's like, he almost got sucked out and they like saved him. You know what I mean? Okay. Cause he was like right both behind.
Oh, that was
the
dude who got a shirt like flew off.
Yes. Yes. I think it was his phone that fell out of the airplane.
And recorded the whole thing.
Somebody found the phone and it had no crack or anything in it. Oh. They found it in like a patch of grass.
iPhone's really coming.
Whatever fucking you know phone I mean? That was, they better use that as a selling point.
Oh, they have to. They'd be like, this fucking thing flew out of an airplane and survived.
We just dropped this phone from 30,000 feet. Still works.
Find out who made the case for it. And then that person, Otter case, can withstand a fucking plane.
You'd seek that guy out and be like, dude, can we use this?
I don't know that dude that was in there. I don't know that he was in danger of actually flying out. I think what happened was, if I remember right, his arms were getting sucked out and he was strapped in, but he like dislocated his shoulder because like it sucked his arm back and it ripped his shirt off and shit. But my point was not that there wasn't obviously injuries, but my point was, is all the things that we did see in Hollywood movies, knowing that that whole door can come off. And like everybody, because there's that video, I don't know if you saw that one with like the Korean Airlines or the Japanese Airlines, and it's towards the front and the dude's sitting there and the fucking door flew off or whatever. And then this Asian man is so calm, dude. He's just like, and the fucking wind's blowing. He's just like holding his shit. He's like, oh, and they're trying to land the plane. I was like, fuck, that guy's a fucking renegade. His shirt didn't rip off, but he was just fucking cool, dude. He was cool.
I'm going to try to find like a video of this.
You got to find it. I swear it's something with like the door, or the window came out or the door came out and like you could see the light coming in the plane and he's just sitting there buckled in.
Like, how do you just sit and do nothing?
Well, what are you supposed to do? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Because you know the plane's going to land, right?
But
they have
But no reaction.
Well, I mean, what do you do? And let's be real. Like, Japanese are pretty stoic people, dude. They're not going to be like, oh, fuck. And they're not doing that.
No, they're not. No, I don't think so. Every fucking time I've ever seen a Japanese or Asian or person reacting to something crazy happen, they're out of control
true.
Crazy.
That's true. Well, I don't know if that's... I don't know if that's Japanese. I feel like maybe I'm wrong. I feel like the Chinese are a little more... And, like, Vietnamese can be a little more aggressive.
They're used to danger.
Dude, I guess this happens way more than I fucking thought.
The door's blown off?
Shit happens. No, like, people dropping their phones from planes and finding them perfectly intact. Like, I'm seeing something from 2018, an iPhone was dropped 1,000 feet from a plane, found it hours later, perfectly working. There's this iPhone 6S falls from a plane flying at a height of 2,000 feet, survived and recorded all action.
I've seen several people that have, like, dropped their phones or something.
Oh, here it is right
recording
here,
while skydiving and stuff.
Here it is.
Like, when they're in a balloon or something.
Yeah, you should bookmark it, Dave.
Well, this is, it's on YouTube, man.
Oh,
I'm going to send it to our email real quick. Okay.
Okay.
I'll send it to our email real quick. It's like I don't think it's an Asian flight like I thought it was, but there's an Asian man in the middle for sure. Or is that a woman? Is a man. He's wearing Crocs.
You never know these days.
He's wearing Crocs, man. How the fuck did those Crocs stay on? No, maybe it was an Asian flight. Yeah, it was an Asian flight.
Oh my God. Hold on.
You see this shit? This guy's just taking it like a champ, dude. There's the door that came off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... And look, there's a person sitting right there, bro. Look at this guy. He's just like... Oh, yeah.
He's like, fuck.
He's like, it's fucking... And this white... That's Joe Biden right there. He's fucking...
Oh, that is Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's just sitting there like...
What's going on?
Welcome to America, son.
Look at that
the fuck?
The door opened.
You want a free dinner?
The door opened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I'm just... That's like, what I'm saying,
did you
though.
Notice that during the whole thing, there was no oxygen mask that came down?
No, I didn't see any.
Like
they didn't need it. Like there's tons of oxygen flowing through that window.
You were getting
that door
obliterated by oxygen, bro. Yeah,
there's too much oxygen in that fucking plane.
I hope they're chewing gum, man. Their ears had to have been.
Oh, fucking... we're only flying at 3,000 feet. You don't need to worry about it.
But what I'm saying is like who like literally 10 years ago. If you would have said 10 years ago that like a plane door could open, what do you think would happen? You would say everybody would be sucked out. Like, people would be flying out the plane. All the fucking debris would be flying out the plane. People's bags would be flying out. And that dude just sat there. Both of them sat there. The white guy was even more. He was just like, hold on, Ching.
The Asian guy, the way he...
whatever his fucking name is. I don't know.
The way he leaned over and was like... He was just annoyed
that was
that
Joe
point.
Biden, though. It did look a lot like Joe Biden. Can anybody prove...
That guy did look like
anybody prove that Joe Biden wasn't on that plane?
Yeah.
Look at that guy. He's just going like... Look at this. That's Joe Biden.
I'm gonna pause it on him.
I gotta get a better look.
Okay, it's gonna switch right here.
Right.
And
there. Wait, nope. Wait, there it is.
Joe Biden. That's Joe Biden, dude.
Whoa, Nelly. And drop my ice cream.
He's holding his book though for dear life, bro. He's like, I don't want this fucking gem to go away.
God.
You don't think that's weird though? That like that book didn't fly out.
He's got a phone in his hand too.
It's just I just thought that everything would fucking go, and that's just not the case.
Yeah. Mm.
So it reassures me a little bit that if something major happened, that it's not just immediate doomsday. You know what I'm saying? Because you watch Final Destination.
It depends on how high you are, though. Like
maybe
you know it if could you're be. Up 16,000 feet, it might suck you out.
Possibly, dude. We don't know anything about like what how fast were they actually? Did they slow down? How high were they? We don't know any of that. But that one that flew off. They were, I think, weren't they in full descent at that point? Or they were full height, I believe. They were like at cruising altitude, but who knows?
Did we ever find out where that door landed?
Nah, somebody's got it. I don't know.
Can you, like in someone's yard or
can
something?
Can you imagine that, dude? You're just sitting outside, sitting in your yard in your fucking lawn chair, having a whiskey or a beer or something. You're sitting there, this is a nice Sunday evening. And then, boom, fucking... A fucking plane door smashes to the ground in front of you.
I picture some like redneck backyard, and the guy's like, "Ma, there's a fucking door back here."
Holy hell!
Yeah,
that's like the beginning of a
from
Netflix
a UFO,
series.
Ma. It's NASA.
Yeah, that would be like a weird, like redneck fucking TV series.
Oh
man. Yeah, or something. I don't know.
And they probably take it in their house and use it for one of their doors, dude.
Fix the whole fucking
a perfect
fix
door.
The old patio door. You know what I'm saying? You got to fucking
yeah. There's probably people out there that like.
He's like, dear baby Jesus, please give me a door. I need a new door. Oh,
there's one right there. Make it work, Pa.
The 9 pound 8 ounce
baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. Great stuff, man. That's great stuff.
Yes. All right, guys. Well.
Wow. We survived.
We survived, man. We survived.
We survived the eclipse. Everyone's still here.
Yeah. Alrighty. Hopefully everybody had a good day. You know what I'm saying? Happy Monday, by the way.
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
Yep. Happy Monday.
All right, folks.
All right.
Sayonara.
Yeah, until Wednesday. Get on Patreon, everybody. Join the chat.
Yeah, buddy. Everybody. See you guys later. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.